Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the AMMA Show. I am so glad you are here because I am going to do a headline show for you on today's episode. But next week, you want to stay tuned because I have some great episodes coming in next week. But what are some of the highlights? Well, you know, it's crazy. The government wants to keep taking money out of our own pocket and filling it with people who are giving them benefits, never worked a day in their life, never paid taxes a day in their life, and they want to take money out of our paychecks to give these people sex speeches and health care and so much more. Now, the Epstein list just dropped, right? So I want to know, what is the connection between Epstein and Clinton? And we all know what that is, but we're going to get into that and find out what is happening to Hillary Clinton's social media feeds. And so all that's coming up and more. If you believe in what I'm doing, if you want to become an angel investor, the easiest way to do that is going to theammermayshow.locals.com and be a $5 monthly subscriber. It's super easy. Or you can go to theammermayshow.com and donate whatever you feel you can donate. 5, 10, 100, whatever you feel like you can donate. I always add more content to Telegram, so join me at Telegram at theammermayshow. I'm on True Social AmberMay, Frank Social AmberMay, and Cloud Hub, so find me on those locations. Hey, it's time to ditch our mobile phones. If you're on the big three, it's time to go to a Christian conservative company, and I use Patriot Mobile. So go ahead and go to patriotmobile.com, and when you use my name, Amber, you are going to get free activation. So make sure you check me out there. That's patriotmobile.com, and then promo code Amber at checkout. But without any further ado, we're going to get into the headlines of the day. So glad you're joining me today again on the show. We're just doing a headline type show for you, but please check in next week because next week I have a really good show. We dive into the flu vaccine and you're going to be surprised at what the Guillain-Barré, Bell's palsy, cancer, and the flu vaccine all have in common. It's going to be pretty shocking to you. So please join me next week because Dr. Artis is coming on and I have several other amazing guests coming on. But, you know, the Western Journal is reporting today that rap star, 50 Cent, so I'll show you the screen. We can do this together. So rap star, 50 Cent rap star, erupts over giving illegal immigrants health care. Help me understand this, that he said. And you know what? I'm right there with him. I want to understand why our government feels like they should do this. Have they ever paid a dime into taxes to pay for health care at all? No. So the entertainer known as 50 Cent is among millions of Americans perplexed as to why illegal aliens are being provided with free health care. The rapper, whose real name is Curtis James Jackson, took to Instagram to express his disapproval of California's plan to provide illegal immigrants with free access to health care at a considerable cost to taxpayers. I don't understand this. This is going to cost $2.6 billion of taxpayers' money, he wrote in Instagram. They don't even give veterans health insurance. Oh my gosh, they don't even provide medical. Well, they do provide medical to veterans, but it's so difficult for them. Yes, they can go to the VA hospital, but hey, if you've been a disabled vet, try getting on disability from the government. And we all know that the veteran healthcare system is really poor. It could be so much better. Here, these people have given up everything to protect you and I, and the least we can do is provide for their healthcare. So there's major improvement that needs to be done with the veterans. Well, then he asked MSNBC, the host of Ari Melville, to call him and explain this policy. So, what's this? For some reason, it's not showing me this post on Instagram. So I'm really curious what this post is on Instagram. So the heavy Democrat state became the first in the nation to offer free health care to illegals by allowing them access to California's version of Medicare. Under the previous rules, illegal immigrants were only covered for certain emergencies, such as giving birth or heart attacks. According to the state, the state senators. The expansion will provide coverage to over 700,000 illegals living across the state. And that number is growing exponentially. I am a border state. I understand how many are coming across our border every single day. And they're not just people wanting to get a better life. No, these are military age men. These are fighting age men coming across our country, our borders. And if you don't think what's happening in Gaza won't happen here, you have your head in the sand. It's only a matter of time before we have some terrorist activity happening. And what's happening in Israel, what's happening in Ukraine will happen here. We will have another 9/11, and it's going to be exponentially worse with all the illegals flooding in. Plus, can the state of California alone, can all those people afford to pay for the health care of all these people? No one can do that. I don't care who you are. We cannot afford to take care of everybody. That's why we have to pay for health care. And you and I, our health care rises every single year. I know everyone's just getting new health care right now because it's January. Everyone's going to look and their deductibles have already been redone, and you got to start from over to hit your deductibles, and that deductibles get higher and higher every single year. It is so unaffordable for just families, even with the work health care that they get from work. It is so expensive, and they want to have free health care for these people. Do you not understand that the federal government, your government, does not care for you? They don't care for the American people. Their number one job is to secure the border. Texas is having a hell of a time right now trying to secure their border. I just watched Attorney General Ken Paxton yesterday in an interview. And what they did to Arizona under Jan Brewer, I think it was, where they had SB 1070, so they could have local law enforcement enforce federal law, right? So the Arizona state was going to write its own immigration laws, and the Supreme Court struck it down saying, I'm sorry, Joe Arpaio and all the deputies, you cannot enforce these laws. The federal government needs to enforce them, but they don't. And Ken Paxton was pointing that out in Texas with Eagle Pass. So it's up to the states, because the number one duty of the federal government is to protect the homeland from foreigners. The number one duty in the Constitution, and it's under dereliction of duty, okay? So we already have dereliction of duty. We have all these people coming over. We don't know who they are, where they're coming from, what their intentions are, and they're military fighting age men. And then 50 Cent, like, and California wants to pay for all our medical? Give me a break. Give me a freaking break. So I'm going to show you this article. It gets even better. Gets even better. Sex changes. How about sex changes? Would you like to do that? Because California is going to provide free sex changes for illegal immigrants. So starting January 1st, we're already here. California has expanded its Medi-Cal public health insurance program to cover sex changes and hormone therapies for illegals. And the development allowed all individuals, regardless of their immigration status, to qualify for Medi-Cal, which was previously reserved for categories such as low-income individuals, families with children, seniors, and those with specific health conditions. Now, that's what it should go for. That's what it should go for, right? If you don't have enough money to provide for your family for health care, then you should be able to be on this program. Because chances are the people who are on that program have even paid into taxes. So that's what this program is there for. But because your government hates you so much, they're going to tax the crap out of that to where all that money is now going to go to illegal immigrants who previously had access to emergency and pregnancy-related care. And the updated rules now include surgical and non-surgical procedures aimed at aligning primary and secondary gender characteristics with the individual's identified gender, along with ancillary services like hair removal. Do you remember a time when women who had breast cancer had to get their breasts removed and they wanted to reconstruct themselves? Do you remember when insurance companies wouldn't do that? I mean, I am so glad we have come a long ways and insurance companies now realize that it is mentally, women need to be rebuilt after something devastating like cancer takes that away from them. And I'm so grateful for now insurances are doing that for women who have had their bodies just destroyed and they feel less feminine because they have lost their breasts. I mean, I've gone through a crisis like that, feeling less feminine because of my infertility issues. So when my friend was going through that, and we could, I could relate to how she was feeling. I'm so glad we've come a long way from that. But now they want just people who are not from our country that are entering illegally to be able to have these changes. And you're going to pay for it, and I'm going to pay for it. So a state memo outlined that gender-affirming care is covered when deemed medically necessary, as requests for such care should come from specialists experienced in providing cultural competent care to transgender and gender-diverse individuals following nationally recognized guidelines. What do you guys think of that? I just can't right now. I mean, really. Everyone in California, if it starts in California, it's going to go nationwide, at least to all the blue states. And you know what they're doing? How they change from a red state to a blue state? Mail-in ballots. Coming up in upcoming episodes, I'm going to be talking to two gentlemen that are from Arizona that have been diving into election interference for over 15 years. And they had discovered that mail-in ballots were the big part of changing a state totally, like from red to blue. And if it was because you had a whole bunch of Democrats that were the overpowering majority, that would make so much sense. But that's not what happens. They interfere with mail-in ballots. They get their elected people in office, and they change the state where you could never run for office and have a free and fair election. And the majority of the people that win those election offices end up being Democrats. We saw that in Colorado. It used to be a very red state. I talked to a gentleman just this week who's from Colorado, and he even said the same thing. Once the mail-in ballots come into a state, you can never run for office and win. Well, you can win a little bit. They give you a little bit of wins when you're a Republican, but the vast majority of the office holders become Democrats. And that's what they did in California. Did you know, like, California has a lot, or they used to, they had a lot of conservatives, and a lot of them have come over to Arizona. But now that they have tried to take Arizona with the ballots, now our state is on the brink of forever being Democrat, not because all the voters, even Maricopa County, on my website, theamberbainshow.com, go to the resource tab, go to the Arizona audit. I have testimony from legislative hearings on experts who have dived into the election process that have seen how our voting record is, the majority who holds the majority. And right now, even in Maricopa County, the majority of voters are Republican. But I say that because they're slowly taking state by state by state by state, and all the blue states are going to be doing this. So your paycheck's going to get a lot smaller. How do they do this? How do they get free healthcare? By taxing the crap out of you and I. I mean, the states don't have any way of generating income. They take our money that we generate income. You and I, we go to work, we get a paycheck. They take our money, they take it, they just snatch it out of our paycheck, and they use it with whatever they want to do. And that's it. We don't get a say. Supposedly we get a say, but you know, we don't get a say. So that is what is happening right now in California. But I'm going to take a small break, and right after these messages,
still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
New variants means new vaccines and even more scare tactics. You know, Dr. Peter McCullough gets asked all the time, how do I get this out of my body? Well, Spike Support Formula is the only product I've seen that contains ingredients researched to block and dissolve COVID spike protein in the bloodstream. Whether you've got the shot, you're watching research pour in about vaccine shedding, or you've had a bad bout of COVID, Spike Support is a serious concern. And while we won't truly know the extent of the devastating effects for many years, there is something you can do right now to protect yourself. Hundreds of people, vaccinated or not, have reported better mental clarity and increased energy levels. Head to twc.health/AmberMay to buy the wellness company's Spike Support Formula and get back to feeling your best. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout and you will save some money. So that's twc.health/AmberMay to save some money at checkout. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Animation. We're just having a day where we're just in the headlines. What is popping up today? And that is what we're talking about. And so, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein files are finally coming out. Thank the Lord. I think we need to know this. The most prolific pedophile there was. And now we're finding out who visited the island, who was the ones who rapes young women, because that was the thing to do when you were friends with Jeffrey Epstein. So more articles that are, and more information's coming out. I mean, this isn't a surprise to anyone, and I get that, but I think it's still really good information, because more bombshells, the third batch of unsealed Epstein documents are released. Look at that young woman giving former President Bill Clinton a massage, but it was just a massage. Yeah, but do they get happy endings at the end? These young girls. The third installment of documents related to the Epstein cases were recently released, containing 29 different exhibits. The newly released batches include details about phone messages left for Epstein by the wife of Les Wexner, the owner of Victoria's Secret, Abigail Wexner. Additionally, the documents include specific about the search terms used by lawyers during the search for Ghislaine Maxwell's computers. Among the material revealed in the newly released documents are the depositions of Anthony Figueroa, the former boyfriend of Virginia Guffrey, who testified about dropping her off at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, and other former victims. In addition, the exhibits disclose how Virginia's team attempted to gather evidence against Epstein and Maxwell by being granted permission by the court to search Maxwell's computer and iCloud. According to these documents, Virginia's team searched for any information that would corroborate her claims that Epstein and Maxwell were part of a high-level sex trafficking organization that involved some of the world's most powerful people. They used a variety of search terms, including Prince Andrew, Royal, Clinton, underage, pedophile, masturbate, and even the names of some of the victims involved. However, it's unclear from the documents whether Ghislaine Maxwell searched for any of these terms herself. On the most notable pieces of information revealed in the documents, as reference to a phone message left by Abigail Wexner for Epstein in June of 2005. Moreover, the exhibits mentioned a request made by Virginia for Bill Clinton to give a disposition in the case. The judge ultimately denied this request, stating that the relevance of his testimony has not been established. The recently revealed documents provide further insight into Epstein's case, including new details about the search terms used to investigate his and Maxwell's alleged involvement in sex trafficking ring. The evidence also contains call logs and messages that may help investigators piece together the puzzle of the Epstein crime. Now, I think people are going to be very surprised when more and more of the list comes out, because some of their most beloved singers and actors are going to be on that list who have participated in these crimes, as well as more public officials. And so I think more and more people are going to be surprised and shocked. I mean, for all of us that have been following this for a while, it really won't be a shock to us. But for mainstream America, I think their beloved actors and singers and political leaders are going to surprise a lot of people. And it's really pitiful to see how many people think having sex with underage minors is wonderful. I mean, if you go to my website, theambermayshow.com, hit the resource tab. I have a resource after resource and document after document about how prolific pedophilia is in the United States. And I didn't really realize it, how bad it was until Donald Trump was in office as president. I knew it was a thing here because it's all over the world, but I had thought in like the Asian countries, it was so much more prolific than it is here. And that's just not the case. They have put their people in office, people like attorney generals and county attorneys and prosecutors, things like that, people that prosecute criminal activity. They have put their people in these places of office so that they do not look into these crimes, especially when their investigators find this information. The high ups can say, oh, I'll take care of it, or we're not going to deal with it, or we're not going to prosecute these crimes. And I have evidence of that, and I have on my website at theambermayshow.com. Hit the resource tab and go look for the child trafficking tabs. I have so much information, and the UN, the United Nations, has a whole pedophile ring involved. And the evidence is right there on the website, theambermayshow.com. Hit the resource tab and look at what I have discovered and what I have found about child trafficking right here in the United States. It's really horrible. So Hillary Clinton, let's get into her, right? So Hillary Clinton, the wife, right, of President Bill Clinton, the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, appears to have turned off comments on her social media profile, raising eyebrows across the political spectrum. This occurred shortly before the recent publication of documents tying her husband, former Bill Clinton, to Jeffrey Epstein's controversy. The documents were discovered as part of an ongoing investigation into the infamous billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, featured numerous allusions to Bill Clinton, adding another layer of controversy to the already scandal-plagued Epstein affair. Hillary Clinton's, I think I hear that, but I can't stop it. Hillary's social media engagement has made remarkably crazy responses, rising pressure. On December 31st, she went out on a nostalgic tweet about New Year's Eve in 99, along with the iconic demand of safeguard democracy in 24. The fact that these people don't know we live in a republic should tell you everything we need to know about following them and their instruction. We do not live in a democracy. We live in a republic. Go and say the Pledge of Allegiance and to the republic, not and to the democracy and to the republic for which it stands. We have a republic. We live in a republic, not a democracy. So many people have assumed that the timing of the post and the subsequent disabling of comments was calculated, moved to avoid the fallout from her husband's alleged involvement with Epstein. I think he went, 70 times, flew on the airline or visited the island, something like that, Bill Clinton. It was like a bunch of times. So conservative commentator Graham Allen, which I got to meet, you saw that in the intro, he's a pretty cool guy, was quick to criticize Clinton's actions, labeling her a coward for shutting down public discord on her platform. I agree with you, Graham. Shame on you, piece of garbage, Allen tweeted, voicing a sentiment echoed by many who believe that Clinton should be held accountable for the connections with Epstein. Absolutely. Did you know the Clintons were involved in funneling kids out of Haiti? They were involved in trafficking children out of Haiti, kids that had parents. They were involved in that. I mean, if you don't think the Clintons are involved in dirty things, you've been hiding your head in the sand. You need to really dig into the Clintons. So that was a great tweet from Graham Allen. Bill Clinton was spotted in a small Mexican town in San Miguel de Allende. After the Epstein files were released, tourists could see him strolling through the town's main square. And the mayor of San Miguel posted a photo of Clinton outside San Miguel's parish on social media. The mayor welcomed Clinton to the town. The sighting coincides with the release of court documents pertaining to Jeffrey Epstein, which prominently featured Clinton and over 150 other individuals linking them to the late financier. Epstein was the subject of a long-running lawsuit, and late Wednesday, the court released dozens of documents about the case that had been sealed, and the judge explained in December that she was releasing the records because of many of the details contained were already known to the public, which is true. A large portion of the 40 documents out of the anticipated 250 mentioned individuals were identified were previous loans, such as prominent friends of the Epsteins and the victims who made the public statements. And we all know that Hillary Clinton was a part of Pizzagate. And if you don't know what Pizzagate is, you need to look up Pizzagate, where they were using code names for kids to meet up with what kind of kid do you want to have sex with? Rape. I hate saying sex because it sounds like it's consensual. You can't consent. A child cannot consent to having sex with an adult. It's rape. It's straight up rape. So the court documents contain numerous mentions of the prominent figures such as Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, Alan Dershowitz, and Bill Clinton. Well, there's a lot that has come out to say that Donald Trump really had nothing to do with him. What I know about Donald Trump's Epstein was he had come to Mar-a-Lago, and this is before Epstein really knew it, or Donald Trump really knew about who Epstein really was. And when he found out, he banned Epstein from coming to his property because the Trump family, Donald Trump, he doesn't put up with that. Kids are sacred, and he was the one exposing all of the child trafficking during his presidency. You never really heard of any presidents before him talk about it. And so there's articles that have come out that exonerated him from being in that group of pedophiles. So having said that, it seems like the sole mention of Trump throughout the papers exonerates him of any wrongdoing. To begin, the documents do not support the idea that Trump ever paid to visit the Epstein house or island. The witnesses also deny ever giving a massage to Trump. And here's the court documents that show that. And some more about that. Court documents that exonerate Trump. And not only was Trump fully exonerated by the Epstein files today, this means he was also not one of the sealed names, as some have claimed. Now you know the deep state hates him. They don't have anything to blackmail him on. Why do you think they're going after him with trying to get rid of him on the ballot? If you didn't think there was election interference behind the scenes, can't you see it now that it's in your face? All this election interference that it's in your face, can't you see it now? Surely when they're trying to take him off the ballot, they don't want him. They have nothing on the man. They had the fake Steele dossier. They have no blackmail on him. He keeps his nose clean. And while this appears, now I'm not saying he's the best husband in the world. That's between him and his wives. But as far as him going after children, oh, hell no. Uh-uh, that's not him. And they don't drink. His family does not drink alcohol. They have mocktails at parties. I know because I was invited to a party once at one of the Trump hotels. They weren't there, but they threw it for all of us that were in attendance to an event that we all attended. And they catered the food. They had the mocktails. It was beautiful. It was a great party. So they're not that way. According to the court documents, Epstein allegedly said to Bill Clinton likes them young. And they were submitted as part of a defamation lawsuit that Virginia Roberts Guffrey, who accused Epstein of numerous crimes and abuses, have filed against Ghislaine Maxwell, the madame of the late sicko, in 2015. The case has since been resolved. And in 2001, Epstein's townhouse in Manhattan, another victim, Joanna Sulzberg, testified in a deposition taken in 2016 that the Duke of York placed his hand on her breast while she sat on his lap. Sulzberg was also asked by Epstein's comments on Clinton in the same deposition. Epstein said one time that Clinton likes to refer to them as young girls. And reports surfaced in the days preceding the unsealing claim that John Doe 36 appeared more than 50 times in a redacted document meaning Clinton. According to reports, Guffrey's early efforts to get Clinton to testify against Maxwell and Epstein were the thought to be the source of many of the Clinton references, even though they did not intend to implicate him in any wrongdoing. So the ex-chief executive who was seen in the photos with Epstein, who often used his private planes, and has maintained his innocence for a long time. A representative of the ex-president responding by telling CNN that the former president was unaware of Epstein's terrible crimes, and when they met, adding that it was nearly 20 years since Clinton last had contact with Epstein. Documents released on Wednesday did reveal, however, that Ghislaine Maxwell, an associate of Epstein's, denied ever having Bill Clinton stay on Epstein's Caribbean island. According to what she said, the ex-president did fly on the Lolita Express, Epstein's notorious private plane. The allegations that Clinton had a meal on Jeffrey's Island is 100% false, Maxwell said in a deposition on in 2016. I'm sure he had a meal on Jeffrey's plane. Well, they had a lot to deal with, and they talked quite a bit to each other, and they were good friends. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into some more about New York suing Texas, wanting to sue the transportation companies, the governor. That's coming up. Hey, friends. New variants means new vaccines and even more scare tactics. You know, Dr. Peter McCullough gets asked all the time, how do I get this out of my body? Well, $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
I'm a very pale male, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. Hey!
Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust, that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend, if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theandermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber. Welcome back. I'm just doing a headline show of the current events going on across the country. And one of the latest events that are happening is that New York City mayor is trying to sue the transportation company from bringing illegals over to his city. Well, you know what? Texas has to do something. The federal government's not doing it. And if you're going to have a sanctuary city and you're going to be a blue city in the sanctuary city, why not? Why not, Governor Abbott? And how come you're going to sue the busing company? Why not sue the federal government for their dereliction of duty? So New York sues Texas companies over border busing. Abbott pushes back. And New York City sued 17 state New York City sued 17 Texas busing companies on Thursday for $700 million, arguing the money would cover the city's cost for caring for the roughly 33,000 foreign nationals bused there after illegal crossing the Texas border. Now, this could all be avoided if we could just go back to Donald Trump's border policies remain in Mexico? Or how about the federal government stepping in and closing down the border and stopping the illegals coming? Then New York City wouldn't have to cover the cost of 33,000 plus. Now, you're just talking about New York. I want you to imagine how many more the border states have, how many more illegals does California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas have? Just imagine how much more. So Texas Governor Greg Abbott responded by saying the lawsuits is baseless and unconstitutional. The commissioner of New York City Department of Social Services filed suit with the Supreme Court of the state of New York in New York County. It means 17 busing companies based in Texas as defendants. The company's contract with the State Department of Emergency Management transportation of illegal foreign nationals to one of six sanctuary cities. Don't be a sanctuary city then. Tell your governor, tell your government, knock it off, close the border down. So the sanctuary cities of their choice, which is New York City in one. The state of Texas has no state agency is named as a defendant. The lawsuit argues that the companies busing people in New York City is not part of a human-centered initiative to help individuals vindicate a constitutional right to travel within the United States, but a way to shift the traditional cost of migration at the southern border to New York City and other urban areas so they wake up to the reality that open border policies are failed policies. It also says that companies have earned millions of dollars and by doing so have violated a state public charge rule, Section 149 and the New York Social Services Law. And the law states any person who knowingly brings or causes to be brought a needy person from out of state into the state for the purpose of making him a charge, a public charge, shall be obligated to convey such persons out of state to support him at his own expense. Abbott said that the lawsuit is baseless and deserves to be sanctioned. It's clear that Mayor Eric Adams knows nothing about Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution or about the constitutional right to travel that has been recognized by the U.S. Supreme Court. Every migrant bused or flown to New York City did so voluntarily, having been authorized by the Biden administration to remain in the United States. As such, they have constitutional authority to travel across the country that Mayor Adams is referring with or interfering with. If the mayor persists in the lawsuits, he may be held legally accountable for his violations. So the article just continues to go into to that. Now, O'Keefe found out some stuff about illegal immigration. I thought you guys should know about this. And you know him from, he was formerly Project Veritas. But in this article, O'Keefe's migrant expose shows U.S. taxpayers funding non-government organizations run by former British foreign ministers shipping illegals into America. Why are they doing that? Why does a foreign British minister have anything to do with shipping illegals into America? Why are they even helping? I think this is terrible. So a new video expose by journalist James O'Keefe has exposed a facility in Arizona, allegedly run by an international rescue committee serving as a transportation center, shuttling illegal immigrants to nearby Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. From there, the illegal immigrants are able to board flights to other cities across the United States. Now get this, you and I, when we want to go visit another state, you and I have to pay for that ticket. What do you think those tickets are going to do as more and more people are getting free flights? Yeah, our government is paying for it, so our taxes are going to go even higher, or they're going to raise the prices of the tickets so that you and I are paying for these people to fly across the country. So the IRC is a globalist non-governmental organization which boasted a total of 2021 budget of over $1 billion. The former British foreign minister, member of the Labour Party, and oft-tapped future UK prime minister currently serves as its president. In 21 alone, the IRC was the recipient of $415 million in U.S. taxpayer dollars through government grants. Okay, I don't understand this. I don't understand. Is this another way? Of course, this is another way. Why do you think there's the Clinton Foundation? Why do you think there's a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Why do you think there's any of these foundations? They funnel our money through these organizations. They wash it clean, and then they line their pocketbooks. It is called money laundering. agencies which fund the group include Bureau of Population Refugee, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Bureau of Humanitarian Assets. In addition to the U.S. government, the European Union gave the IRC $75 million in 2021, which O'Keefe tried to question an employee at the Phoenix facility, an old school building, which the organization has repurposed, and he was offered a monetary bribe to go away. Another employee at the facility intervened, telling her colleague in Spanish to say nothing. The facility appeared to be run by Thomas Robles, who prior to joining the IRC served as the executive director of an Arizona-based leftist group called Living United for Change in Arizona. In the exchange with O'Keefe, Robles called the journalist a domestic terrorist. Really? He's the domestic terrorist? Not the government bringing illegals over to our country, who are probably terrorists, before contracting the local sheriff's office. The nebulous network of NGOs and nonprofit groups who are facilitating the unchecked flow of illegal immigrants into the United States, making it difficult to determine the border crisis true cost to the American taxpayers. Many of these groups receive generous government grants and act as unofficial extensions of the Biden government, but how much remains unclear. So let's see if we can play this.
How much you guys get paid? I'll pay you guys.
What's that?
How much you guys get paid?
Jesus, yeah, nada. No digas nada.
No digas nada. Give them nothing.
IRC is running this shelter. Red Cross doesn't give interviews on this show.
Are you transporting migrants to the airport, sir? You shut the door right in my face. You just called me a domestic terrorist for asking the questions. I don't got to leave anywhere. This is a sidewalk.
You can leave now. We're finished.
He just saw my number and he talked. That's the kind of individual we're dealing with. And if
you'd
like, you can go talk to a judge and let
him
know that you're interested.
I'd like to have it on video.
Crazy, right? Well, that's what I have today to share with you on this episode of the Amber May Show. I have so much coming up on the upcoming episodes, so I hope you will tune in. You can always find me at theambermayshow.com, but make sure you pay attention this week because I have so much that I'm offering this week, and I just wanted to share this really quick with you. Let's see. Hold on one second. Let me pull it up. Just want to make sure that I have it all here. So I just want to let you know that we are a registered investment advisor. So just our disclosure. And as I do that, I want to just say thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show. EBSRA LLC is a registered investment advisor. The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investment, or investment strategies. Investment involves risk and unless otherwise stated are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategies discussed.